today.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into hour number two, and you can take control of the airwaves toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are completely free. It is Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Once again, that's freetalklive.com. Let's go to the phones and to the fun. Francisco in New Jersey, you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Francisco.
Hey, guys. What's up?
What's on your mind?
Well, actually, I got to school today, and, you know, one of my semi-libertarian teachers, we had a discussion in class about our about the Virginia Tech shooting. So later in the day, I approached him, and I asked him to listen to the first half hour of yesterday's show that you did.
Okay.
So then after that, during lunch, I went to ask him a question about a project we were supposed to do in the teacher's room, and it turned out that they were talking about the Virginia Tech shootings.
Okay.
So he asked me to sit down for a second, and we started discussing, and I found out that most of my teachers actually agree that people should be allowed, like teachers should be allowed to bring guns and carry guns while...
Wow. I'm kind of shocked at that.
So was I. I mean,
at a government school in New Jersey.
The teachers trust themselves. I don't think they trust the students.
Right. Yeah. Well, no, of course not. But.
And I can kind of see, for some reason, I have a difficult time imagining the high school where kids can carry guns into school. But I think it's because I imagine a government-run high school, because that's where I went. I went
actually,
to a regular... Go ahead.
I was just discussing that with a friend of mine who goes to a very violent high school here in Atlantic City. It's a public school, and it's huge, and there's always knife fights and everything, but they have... It's so, like, secure. You have to go through metal detectors, and you have to have clear book bags. And, you know, when I brought up, you know, like, being allowed to carry guns in school property, that's the first thing you said. But what in Atlantic City? I mean, there'd be a shooting every day.
Mm-hmm. I don't know that there would, and it seems like, you know, young people that young shouldn't have the guns for the, you know, poor decision-making skills that they could have. I don't know. But, you know, the schools are so large, government high schools are so large, I don't think that in a private, you know, a free market setting, schools would be nearly as large. I just can't imagine you jamming
people in. More specialized, that sort of thing?
That's what it seems like to me, at which point, you know, what would the big deal be at that point?
Well, at that point, then, the administrators would make that decision. The people in charge of the school would make the decision, okay, well, we're going to allow young people to actually bring their guns in their vehicles or maybe even on campus with them. And then the parents would say, whoa, I don't agree with that at all. I'm pulling my kid out of here and sending him to the school down the street where only the teachers are allowed to have firearms. And the market would easily decide as to
right.
whether or not that was a good policy.
That's what I was thinking. And, you know, it really shocked me that my teachers were like, yeah. And one of the Spanish teacher there is actually from Puerto Rico. And she was discussing how they say, like, she believes they have more freedom there than here.
Really?
Yeah, that's what she was saying. I mean, she's like, here, people, like, get in trouble for what they say or what they do, you know, and in Puerto Rico, we can think whatever we want, you know? That's what she was saying.
Francis,
also, another thing I want to tell you is on the podcast yesterday, which I asked my teacher to listen to, he heard about Porkfest.
Oh, yeah.
And he asked me if I was going. I said, I plan to. And he actually... said that it would be a good idea to take a film crew up there because I go to a TV film school and make somewhat of like a promo going up there and asking people like loaded questions about gun control and basically a lot of issues, you know?
I think that'd be a great idea.
Yeah, actually, and my TV film teacher approved of the idea, and actually we're going to go talk to the principal about it.
Super. I know that I'm sure there are a number of Free Stater types that would be very interested in taking part in that.
Right. That's what I was... So,
good luck with that, Francisco, and thank you for the call. We appreciate it. 800-259-9231. Let's talk to Joe in Massachusetts. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Joe.
Hello.
Hey, what's on your mind?
How are you guys doing today?
Good. What's on your mind?
Well, I'm going to talk about the world crises in today's world.
What crises are we talking about?
The last fellow, I think it was San Francisco, he was talking about gun control and firearms. Was it? Bringing firearms into school?
That's correct.
Yeah, well, recently there was a lot of like things like school stabbings going on, shootings going on. Beavis!
Oh, hey, take it easy. 800-259-9231.
Exciting.
Let the record reflect that I actually sent a message to the board operator identifying this as one of the crank callers.
Gotcha.
we can even recognize your voice.
I heard you ticking away.
Yeah. All right. That was lousy. 800-259-9231. All right. So we still have Sean in Colorado. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Sean.
Hey, what's up?
Hey, what's on your mind, Sean?
Hey, how's it going? I just wanted to make a comment about those economically enlightened people we call the socialists.
Yes.
About them, their thoughts on the rich. I just wanted to make the comment that, in my opinion, I see capitalism, at least in the pure sense, like the market anarchists think, is that in capitalism, wealth does get redistributed. It just gets redistributed in a fair way.
Yeah, that's correct.
And I think Walmart is a really good example of that because besides them supporting universal health care and stuff, but they do provide, you know, thousands and thousands of jobs to poor families and also even health benefits to them. And it's all because of their want for profit and their pursuit. You know,
it's true. And as a result of them making such a immense profit, they can do lots of interesting things with that, like buy health coverage for their employees, like invest in new research on how to have, as they call them, greener stores, and getting better gas mileage on their trucks, which, you know, contributes to supposedly a better environment and all that. There's just so much that they can do in their pursuit of that profit.
And not to mention, it's how much more efficient it is than the government. The government requires 70% of the taxes they take from you just to run itself so that it can distribute the other 30%. I mean, how inefficient is that? I mean, businesses have certain levels of inefficiency, too, but nothing on that scale.
Certainly,
I mean, that's the kind of scale that only a government that collects its taxes with guns, by the force of a gun, could possibly manage to maintain.
Well, a business is more efficient simply because they have to meet the needs of the consumers. I mean, they actually have a real incentive to do anything. And by making greener stores, they can advertise on the front of Walmart that says, we are green friendly, we supply all these different products that are good for the environment, you should come here, and this is, and you know, that's a great selling point, and it's great that we can do that, and we'd benefit from the environmental part, and they benefit from profits.
Imagine how all of it would change if the Walton brothers and sisters could only make $100,000 a year. Imagine how things would have completely changed.
Sam himself, Walton from Walmart, had been, you know, limited at making $100,000 a year.
Right. Then he'd have to be opening new stores based on pure altruism. You know, he'd open one store and easily make his $100,000 a year, and then the rest of the country wouldn't have necessarily gotten to experience Walmart. Because why bother opening another store? You're not going to actually make any extra money off of it. All that money's going to the government. So it completely destroy incentives. Sean, any other thoughts?
Yeah, I was going to say that I think there is a general notion about libertarians is that we don't care about the poor because we don't think the government should help the poor. We think we should help the poor.
Right.
I mean, the thing is, I always make the argument that libertarians care the most about the poor because we want the maximum amount of opportunities out there. We don't want the minimum wage because we want those jobs that could have been created to be created. Even if they are low paying, it's better than absolutely no pay.
Correct.
That some of them may get.
And we want those opportunities to be out there in the marketplace where poor people can go out and create their own businesses without having to jump through a bunch of governmental hoops and get a bunch of licenses and permits and fire inspections and, you know, on and on, all these different bribes that you have to pay to open up your own business, where poor people to be able to actually just go out and start a business, maybe out of their house or whatever, then that would allow them to start building wealth, to start climbing up the ladder of affluence, if you will. And government regulations just completely cut them out from that. And, of course, ending the war on drugs would also go a long way towards helping poor people, because poor people, even though plenty of rich people do drugs, only poor people are targeted for doing drugs. Only the poor people are the ones spending time in prison for doing drugs. And so not having them in prison would allow them to, you know, make their lives better and put more money in the bank and that sort of thing. Thanks for the call, Sean. We appreciate it. So getting the government out of people's lives will go a long, long way towards helping poor people become less poor and more wealthy. 800-259-9231. You take control. This is Free Talk Live. How much are you paying for your residential long-distance phone service? Well, it's too much. Packet 8 is offering local and long-distance VoIP phone service for as low as $20 a month. You can call anywhere in the United States and Canada for as little as $20 a month. With Packet 8's soft talk service, you can turn your computer into a video phone. Packet 8 also offers virtual office services for small businesses. Get started and get saving with Packet 8. Go to packet8.net or call 1-866-TRY-VOIP. That's packet8.net or 1-866-TRY-VOIP. Here's a good idea. When you have a legal matter like creating your will or legally setting up a business with a corporation or LLC, you don't necessarily need a law firm. Use LegalZoom.com. At LegalZoom.com, you answer straightforward questions online, and they take care of the rest. They even review your answers for common mistakes and guarantee your satisfaction. Free Talk Live listeners, you'll get 10% off your order by typing in FTL in the referral box at purchase. Don't procrastinate with these important legal documents. LegalZoom.com.
Hi, John Huebner from Midas Resources. Are you tired of watching your hard-earned assets dwindle away? As government spending is out of hand and the Federal Reserve is creating in excess of $20 billion a week, are you tired of stockbrokers gambling away your hard-earned money? Is this market a setup for a crash greater than 1987? Too many of today's policies resemble those that led to the collapse of 1929. How much are you willing to lose? Take action now. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. I believe that we are facing a financial catastrophe of biblical proportion. Over recent decades, numerous economic systems have failed. Current Federal Reserve policy and uncontrolled government spending have set the stage for the United States to be the next target. Secure your assets today by calling 1-800-686-2237, extension 129. Do this while paper can still buy gold. Call me, John Huebner, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 129.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. You fight Father Time by eating right in the kitchen and exercising in the gym, but there's someone in your garage who may be losing in the war of aging gracefully. When I come back, I'll name the casualty.
Hi, Bill.
Hi, Cindy. Wow, this is the second time I've seen you at the gas station this week.
Ah, the life of a soccer mom. I'm always gassing up.
If this is the story of your life, make your next oil change a change to Royal Purple High Performance Oil. Royal Purple can reduce fuel consumption by as much as 5%.
Buy your Royal Purple High Performance Motor Oil at Advance, NAPA, O'Reilly Auto Parts, and Pep Boys. You're holding your own in the battle with Father Time by tending to your health and good looks. But your family car, with aging signs much like our own, may not be growing old so gracefully. Just as skin wrinkles, a car's paint fades, and its upholstery thins. And like unexercised human muscles, a car can lose its get up and go. Problem is, too many owners don't launch an assault against Father Time by executing the ultimate battle plan. Schedule maintenance and weekly washings. Regroup by taking your car for regular checkups and polishing it often. I'm Bobby Likas.
Brought to you by Royal Purple Synthetic Oil, the performance oil that outperforms.
Oil is oil. Don't kid yourself. Technology makes better oils possible, like Royal Purple. Royal Purple reduces friction and increases film strength. Go to RoyalPurple.com and you'll find independent test results from North Carolina and Oklahoma State. Not hype, just facts. What's in it for you? Superior protection, fewer oil changes, more horsepower, torque, and better gas mileage. Find Royal Purple at Napa, O'Reilly's, your local high-performance center, and RoyalPurple.com today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free at 800-259-9231. That's the Packet 8.net toll-free line. And it's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
You can join us online, freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. We'll clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. And you'll know first if you're on the updates list. That's updates.freetalklive.com to get on it. updates.freetalklive.com. And the Free State Project's Porcupine Freedom Festival, better known as Porkfest, is June 18th through the 24th. At Porkfest, you'll be able to attend leadership and activist training seminars, socialize with hundreds of fellow activists and lovers of liberty, and discover new freedoms, new communities, and new beginnings. Register today at porkfest.com. That's PORCFEST.com. As we continue with the phone calls, it's Gene in Tennessee. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hey, Gene.
Okay, guys, we're talking about guns.
Okay.
Listen to this. You ready?
Yeah, go ahead.
Here it comes.
You show off.
What are you shooting?
It's just a little .22 Jennings.
Yeah, it sounds good over the phone.
It does.
little pop shooter. It's not very powerful, but...
Where are you? In your backyard?
Yeah, in my driveway.
Nice.
You must live out in the country that you can go to your driveway and just shoot off a gun.
Pretty much in the country. Anyway, we're talking about one of my favorite subjects here, guns, and I mentioned this in the past. You guys were talking earlier about kids taking guns to school.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess I'm quite an old fart because I used to take guns to school.
Right.
Into school or just you'd put it in your gun rack and drive your truck?
No, into school. We had...
Really?
I was in eighth grade, and I wasn't living in the country. I was living in St. Paul, Minnesota, the capital of Minnesota.
Hmm.
And once a week, we had rifle club. In eighth grade, I was bringing a long firearm every Thursday, I think it was. It was either Wednesday or Thursday.
So was the rifle club after school, and you'd carry it throughout the day at school?
No, we would carry it into school in the morning, and I really can't remember what we did with it. I can't remember.
Check it into a locker or something?
I don't remember. I think we brought it to the firing range, which was actually in the basement of the school. So I mm-hmm. think we brought our guns in there and checked them in. But I was riding a city bus in the morning to school with a long firearm wrapped in a case. Quite obvious what it was. Nobody gave me a second glance. Nobody looked at me. Nobody ran and hid because they were afraid I was a wild kid with a gun that was going to shoot them.
Right.
And other than that class in eighth grade, I've never had a firearm safety course. And I'm 55 years old, and guess what? I've never killed anybody yet. So this whole idea that kids can't be trusted with guns is ridiculous.
Yeah.
If they're raised around guns and if they're taught how to take care of guns and how not to misuse weapons,
right,
there's no reason that a kid can't have a gun. Because there are all kinds of other dangerous weapons that kids have. They have motorcycles. They have, mini bikes. They have go-karts.
Their parents let them borrow the cars.
Yeah, and then, when I was 15, I got my first car. And so it has nothing to do with the weapons or where you're taking them. It has to do with just training the majority of the people on how to take care of their weapons and weapon safety. And the majority of the people are going to keep the minority in line. That's all there is to it. It's just natural. It's just normal social hierarchy. If somebody was goofing around with a gun when I was even in eighth grade, if I was armed, I would have shot back. I mean, I know how, you knew how to do that. You knew the proper time to point a weapon at somebody. I never, to this day in my life, I've never pointed a weapon at anybody.
Now, you said that you'd only had one gun safety class, and that was actually at your school. Did your father not give you, gun safety tips prior to that? Was this your very first experience with weapons?
Oh, well, I grew up in a single-parent home.
Mm-hmm.
So from age 5 and up, I lived with my mother and my older brothers.
I see.
And my older brothers, of course, taught me firearm safety. When I was 10, my middle brother gave me his .22 rifle, which was a little bolt-action one, so that was my first gun when I was 10 years old.
Wow.
And that was typical back then. A 10-year-old boy usually had his first gun.
And you got to keep it. Like, was it in your room, your gun? You didn't have to go and ask your mom every time you wanted to shoot?
No, it was in my closet.
Wow.
In my closet, in my bedroom. And most every other kid I knew, he had one in his closet.
And
or if he didn't have one in his closet, if he didn't have one in his closet, he had his... his dad's was hanging on the wall in the living room or whatever.
Amazing.
And we didn't
I got
have
to shoot my dad's .22, but I think I was 12 before he let me even do that with him around, and I don't think I was ever allowed to shoot it without him around.
No way. I wouldn't have been.
Well, it's all about, like I say, training kids that these are dangerous things. They're not toys. You can't play around with them and point them at each other like they're squirt guns. You have to treat them like the dangerous weapon that they are. And use them in the proper manner. They're just a tool. So,
wow. I thought that was such a great call, Gene. I really don't even have anything to say to you on it. thank you for that.
I just wanted to share it because people didn't realize this wasn't that long ago. We're talking about the mid-60s.
Right.
And I was carrying a rifle once a week to school on a city bus in the capital city of Minnesota, and so were all the other kids in my rifle safety class.
You know, if young people were that responsible back then, there's no reason why they couldn't be as responsible today. And I think the government education system, once again, has a lot to do with this, in that it encourages kids to be irresponsible. It encourages them to be stupid. You know, cool, stupid is cool at government schools these days. And all of the things that were around decades ago as far as helping kids be responsible and be as adult as they possibly can, as early as they can, I think that a lot of that has gone away. And now we're babying kids until they're 24.
And I wouldn't say that there has never been a school shooting prior to 1970, but I would bet you if you do any research on the matter and find any school shootings prior to 1970, you'll find out that whoever did the shooting probably only shot a few people before they were shot by somebody else. That's just the way it was.
Gene, in the 60s, when could kids get jobs?
I had jobs, like taking care of the neighbors' yards and stuff when I was probably 12. I had my first real job at 13, which was I was a janitor at a retarded children's school, just cleaning up after... at the end of the day.
Now, what made a real job a real job at that point? I understand it's working for a company, but...
paycheck.
And getting a paycheck, but now, was there any kind of government paperwork that needed to be filled out, or was it just that a company wouldn't hire you unless they felt you were competent at whatever age it was?
Yeah, it was just, you were only working for 75 cents an hour or whatever.
Right.
Nobody really cared about credentials, and I didn't have a Social Security number until I was, I think, 16 or something like that.
Huh, amazing.
So you worked for 3 years, got a paycheck, and before you even had a Social Security number.
Yeah, and my son, who's now 12, well, he's 13 next Monday, he doesn't have a Social Security number.
Right on, Gene. Thank you for the call. We appreciate the expertise, as always. Hey, it was like that once. Why is it that, why is it we couldn't go back to that? Well, one of the reasons why it'd be difficult is because, again, government has sort of dumbed down the population to an extent. They've made people think that, we can't have kids having responsibility at a young age. Whoa, we can't give them jobs. We can't give them guns. They're kids. They can't handle... they're kids all the way up to they're 18. And then once they turn 18, they go to college, many of them do, and then they're still treated like kids all the way up till they're 22, 23, 24, and then they finally make it out into the real world.
Yeah, but at that point, the government coddles and takes care of you so much in the modern-day culture that it's essentially apparent to the day you die. It's trying to.
800-259-9231. And another problem is how many Americans are actually on the dole from the government. We've got the numbers, and they are disturbing. Your calls about anything. This is Free Talk Live.
Hi, I'm Joyce Riley, and many of you know that for years I was a cardiovascular heart transplant nurse. Since that time, I've educated myself on the importance of preventative care. It all begins with providing your heart and vascular system with the building blocks for good health. Strauss Heart Drops is the original formula that was copied by others but never duplicated. Strauss Heart Drops were developed by a master herbalist, Jim Strauss, after he suffered a heart attack in 1979. His doctor said he would only survive if he had heart bypass surgery. And Jim said no. He developed Strauss Heart Drops, the formula that has been copied by others but never been surpassed. Get the original Strauss Heart Drops 4-ounce bottle for only $79.99. Call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829, 877-817-9829. You've probably heard about the other products that have tried to copy the Strauss formula. Well, get the original Strauss Heart Drops by calling 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Now you can really do your heart right with Strauss Heart Drops.
Do you owe back taxes to the IRS or to the state? You are not alone. Nationwide Tax Relief is here, and we can get you a fresh start. I'm Richard Boggs, founder and CEO of one of the largest tax resolution firms in the country. If you're suffering from wage garnishments, bank levies, an audit, or unfiled tax returns, my staff of expert tax attorneys will step in, step up, and settle your tax debt. Do not fall for the scams that promise everyone some fast, pennies on the dollar compromise. If you owe more than $20,000 in any IRS or state taxes, you've got a serious tax problem. So get serious. Call Nationwide Tax Relief. We're honest and we'll treat you like family. Call us for your free confidential consultation. Again, you're not alone. You've got Nationwide.
Call Nationwide Tax Relief today at 1-800-958-2677. That's 1-800-958-2677.
Automakers in the oil industry are in a fuel fight. Automakers claim gasoline quality doesn't measure up. Is your vehicle performing like it should? Now there's SFR Green, performance technologies for a clean planet. SFR Green's Protecta reduces emissions and improves fuel economy, meeting automakers' new standards. So do something green. For a special offer with free shipping, go to greengasadditive.com. Or to locate a retailer, go to greengasadditive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up what you want, toll free, at 800-259-9231, the packet 8.net, toll free line. Ian here with you.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site are free, including live streams. There's a broadband version of the show and a dial-up version. Two sizes should fit virtually any internet connection, and it's completely free. freetalklive.com.
Do you enjoy building things? Woodcraftplans.com has hundreds of blueprints for things like lawn chairs, rocking horses, yard shadows, fine furniture, and more. Step-by-step instructions and full-size patterns guide all skill levels. Woodcraftplans.com supports FTL. Please support woodcraftplans.com. That's woodcraftplans.com.
To the phones, to the fun, it's Lynn in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Mark. Hello, Lynn.
Hey.
Hey, what's on your mind?
Hey, I just got a couple comments on yesterday. I don't agree with you guys on everything.
Sure.
In fact, there's only one thing I don't agree with you on, and that is illegal aliens, but we'll leave that one alone.
Fair enough.
It's easy to disagree with us on that. Most people do.
Okay. Now, yesterday there was significant planning. I tried to get in with you yesterday. There was significant planning on this individual's part that he could have done quite a bit more damage with gasoline than he could have done with a firearm.
Now, this is the shooter at Virginia Tech you're referring to.
Correct.
Okay.
In fact, they chained the doors from the inside.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, a squirt bottle or a weed can with gasoline to make an impromptu flamethrower out of it. He could have done a lot more damage to his school, which means the flip side is, you know, go ahead, try to ban guns. Somebody who's desperate like that, you can't stop.
That's a great point. Yeah, I mean, a super soaker loaded full of, napalm or something.
He could have even rigged up something even more deadly than that.
Yeah.
But if you could carry several gallons worth of gasoline
right.
with you and then siphon it off, it wouldn't be too difficult.
And lock the doors where people can't get out and turn off the fire system. Hey, you don't even want to go.
Yeah,
right.
You don't even want to give anybody ideas at this point. We'll just stop right there.
Sure, especially if you're a maniac who's willing to take yourself out afterwards, as many of these guys end up doing. You've got nothing left to live for in your mind. The goal at that point is to take out as many people as you possibly can. So you're saying that the fact that he had his hands on weapons made him a little bit less creative.
Correct. He may have been actually more out of his right mind, but he did have enough planning, in the right mind and had enough of his mind functional to make sure he didn't took out as many people as he could. And we'll just leave it alone at that. But we'll go to the flip side of an earlier discussion on taxes.
Yes, sir.
Oh, you hit one of my bone of contentions. Considering we only ban drugs, not due to the fact that it's criminally illegal, it's you don't have a tax tag with it. Otherwise, they'd have to have a constitutional amendment for every drug ban, similar to what they did in the alcohol back in the 20s.
Okay.
You are aware of that, right?
I know that there was some sort of Marijuana Tax Stamp Act, and I'm sure that's what you're referring to. I don't know if I've got all the details on it.
That's exactly what it is. Actually, the Supreme Court in 1932 or something overturned a lot of marijuana cases because even though they said there was a tax stamp there, in fact, the fact that the federal government never printed it and didn't make it available meant that the government was denying possession or denying the option out of fact. So according to the Discovery Channel's interesting show they had on it about a week ago, they just basically print the stamps, about 1,000 stamps, and lock them in a safe.
So the rules, so the government, so wait a minute. So the government actually is printing marijuana tax stamps, but you just can't buy them?
Correct.
And so anybody who's dealing in marijuana without the tax stamps is violating the Tax Stamp Act.
They're violating tax law, not criminal law. If you want to get technical about it.
They sure try them in criminal court.
Yeah. Oh, well, the court thing is a whole different story.
Right.
Is it a criminal court or is it not?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, that's a good question. I mean, it could be, what was it, an admiralty court or whatever?
Well, let's put it this way. There's, I think it's so twisted that only the people actually running the court have a clue. And a few of those I'm not sure do either.
Assistant by thing. Lawyers for lawyers. It's hard for us to wrap our minds around it, that's for sure.
Well, let me finish up the thing I want to try to get to.
Sure.
Really, it's a control thing because they want to control the way you either spend your leisure time, be it guns, alcohol, or drugs, because you throw down marijuana seeds, grow it anywhere. You can make wine in your bathtub, and with a computer and a CNC lab, you can make any gun you can reasonably carry in a couple of days.
What is a CNC lab?
Computer. Oh, you guys don't know about this?
Apparently I don't.
CNC. Computer-driven mill and lathe. You can actually buy them on eBay, et cetera, if you're
I think I've seen them in Popular Mechanics or something.
Yeah, but you can actually get them for a lot cheaper than you think, and if you get some high-grade steel, you can make anything you want to. And basically, we're back to tax law in that all the gun manufacturers are basically have to buy tax licenses to be able to manufacture.
Mm-hmm.
But technically, if you were willing to drop down $5,000, you could make any firearm you want, two or three of any firearm you wanted to, with no problem.
Very interesting.
And you'd be in your own industry all by yourself. And if you think about it, that just means just how much is the government restricting industry in this country by basically forcing the people who make wine in Tennessee to drop $5,000 or Texas $5,000 to $10,000 just to get a tax license.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Produce the beverage. Same thing for the gun manufacturers. And then having to get hilarious insurance charges, which they mandate also.
Yep.
Be able to stay in business in any business.
Absolutely. It keeps the little guys out. It keeps competitors from jumping into the game and competing in those particular trades. It's total protectionism.
Well, I go one step further, which you have not addressed. Fear.
What do you mean?
They set up a high degree of failure because you can't afford to pay the fringe cost if you're borderline. If you just said, okay, my electricity is half the price. About every company in North America could probably stay in business, especially in manufacturing. Or if I didn't have to pay, half the insurance I paid now, or if I didn't have to get the license at all for a particular whatever you're manufacturing, I would dare say you could probably make a pretty good living.
Yeah.
And out of your garage.
Sure. And you're saying it increases the overhead and it makes business scarier for the business people?
It makes the system scarier for people who try to get in any business. In other words, once they set steps in it, see, I have to pay the state this much, I have to pay this, I have to pay my employees, you basically have the funds up front for my employees mm-hmm. for their W-2, I have to pay the W-2, the Social Security, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. The government's basically keeping the little guy trying to work for somebody else. Because
right, this is why poor people stay poor, because when they look into getting their own business, starting their own business, whether it be manufacturing guns or starting your own radio station, you find out how restrictive it is and how many bribes, I call them bribes, that you have to pay in order to actually do business. And that's very disheartening. I know for me...
Even if we're just talking a bagel shop, as I can attest to, even if you're just something and open until 5 p.m. daily, coffee, mm-hmm. bagels, and pastries, I would dare say the overhead in a shop front that's not mine, that I have to pay a percent of what I'm making
right.
to them, my electricity is ugly. I'd say two quarters of the year, I'm negative due to the fact that Social Security and
all the other taxes and the permits.
Taxes.
It's really oppressive, isn't it, Lynn?
Kill me. Yeah, it's impossible. And honestly, we'll go honestly. If you said that I could put any bagel out there on a plate included, and get the customer in there for 15 cents, and I pay another 15 to 20 cents minimum to the government, and another 15 cents overhead, I can't do anything for less than a dollar.
Thank you for the call, Lynn. We appreciate it. That's just one example, several examples of how difficult it is for people to do business.
And how much
stuff.
The government inflates prices.
Yeah, exactly. Imagine how much cheaper guns and beer and
bagels
like that would be, and bagels, without all this government intervention. And you get to keep all the money that you earn. Oh my gosh, we'd be so wealthy. More on the way. It's Free Talk Live.
People who use Cartabite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartabite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartabite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartabite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at www.heartdrop.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
DVD, books, music, instrument, periodical, computer, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You bring up what you want toll-free. At 800-259-9231, that is the Packet 8.net toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Mark.
Join us online, freetalklive.com. All the features there completely free, though we do ask that you voluntarily support the show by shopping in our store and buying some Free Talk Live stuff at store.freetalklive.com. The pre-order phase is in effect for our brand new products, which include the very highly demanded Free Talk Live Ladies T-shirt. Cut, of course, for the ladies. The Free Marketeer cotton T-shirt, which has been in demand. Two different styles of hoodies. We've got the fully zippered hoodie and then the heavy pullover style hoodie. Also, the brand new Free Talk Live beanie cap is available. The Free Talk Live retractable lighter and bottle opener. And the most popular item we've ever sold, the Free Talk Live 2GB multi-gadget. It's limited edition. It's Free Talk Live branded. It's 2GB. MP3 player, FM tuner. I would have thrown in an AM tuner. They just don't have them. Mm-hmm. Sorry about that. Free Talk Live. 2GB, MP3, FM tuner, digital voice recorder. So you got to keep it with you in your car or whatever and record the cops when they come up to your window. You could do that with this.
You could just record anything you wanted
to. Record anything you wanted to. In fact, it'll hold up to 576 hours of voice recordings. Let's see, what am I leaving out? I'm leaving something else out here. Oh, ebook function, which is something, I don't know why you'd want to read an ebook on this thing, but it can do that.
It's got a little LED sort of display?
Yeah, I guess. I'm not sure exactly how that works, but nonetheless, so you've got FM tuner, MP3, you've got the voice recorder. I feel like I'm leaving something out here. And, it's just a flash drive, so you can put anything on it. So, files, you can just put your computer files on it, too. So, pretty sweet. And it's less than $60. You can get it now at store.freetalklive.com. I think we're only going to sell 50 of these, and we're up into the 30s now. So,
are we going to sign each one of them and number them?
No.
Okay.
But you let it be known this is limited edition.
It is.
So, store.freetalklive.com. To the phones, to Jeff in Missouri. You're on Free Talk Live with Ina Mark. Hey, Jeff.
Hello. Is this me?
It is. What's on your mind?
I'm used to hearing that little swish thing on the radio.
Yes, sir. Go ahead.
My comment is the Virginia Tech Massacre.
Mm-hmm.
I'm, for anyone to turn this into a political issue just 24 hours after this event, tragic event, is sick.
Can you give me an example of that? What do you mean?
Well, the gun control debate over this. People on the left saying, oh, we need more gun control laws, or people on the right saying, no, the gun control laws were responsible for this.
What do you think should be done within the first 24 hours? Should people just not talk about it?
Well, there's a difference between talking about it and making it political, like blaming people, this and that.
Well,
the people involved in this need time to heal.
I would agree with that entirely, but a lot of people, and I would say the left in this particular circumstance that you're referring to, I'm not exactly sure if that encompassed them properly, but, you know, we'll call them the left, you know, they just want to solve the problem. They feel terrible, they're hurt, they're stunned, like everybody is, like you are, and they think that they can solve the problem by saying, we need to get rid of the guns. And then it only makes sense that the people that believe in the Second Amendment would come back and say, no, that's not what this issue is about.
Yeah.
Guns don't kill people.
I don't think
bullets kill people.
I don't think it's a problem with insensitivity or anything like that. It's just that people want to talk about these issues when they come up, and they're important. I mean, we took call after call after call last night on this whole gun issue and gun freedom. And you know, the fact is, whether you like it or not, people are interested in this issue, and they're interested in discussing both sides of it, or all the different sides of it. And if it offends you, are you worried that it's just going to offend people? Is that what you're concerned?
No, these people are the people that lost their family members, kids, and all that are having cameras in their faces and all this stuff, and they're not. I mean, probably half the families don't even know their kids, daughters, or sons have been killed yet.
And well, I'm sure they know at this point.
Well, yeah, probably by now, but I'm just...
Yeah, I can see what you're saying. I mean, it can be really ugly the way the media is in this country.
I don't know if we need more laws or not, but on the side of this issue, though, wouldn't it make sense that people that don't abide by these laws won't matter what new laws are passed?
Exactly right, and that's what our point has been, that you can pass all the gun control legislation you want. It's not going to do anything to stop madmen who want to take people out.
I'm not taking a side on this. I'm just trying to make an observation here.
And I think your observation is absolutely correct. If someone wants to kill people, they're going to figure out a way to do it, whether it's getting their hands on illegal firearms or whether it's building bombs. They'll figure out a way to do it, and there's
because
no way to actually stop.
Like, this person could have cut the gas line in the building and just let it build up, and then when...
Sure, if there's a gas line, there might have been. I think it was wasn't it a science lab or something like that where he took them out? So.
Yes, it was.
Very well, a very real possibility, and that would have been a much more creative way to go about it. And as one of our last callers pointed out, you take away guns, and then people, you know, they're going to have to get creative if they can't use their underground contacts to actually get their hands on some of the weapons, which of course will still be possible because the gangsters will still have weapons. And, you know, the fact is, it is a political issue. The reason why this is an issue that's all about freedom, and one of the reasons why these terrible killings are happening is because people just aren't free to carry weapons and defend themselves.
Yeah, that's true, too, and thank you for taking my call this evening.
Thank you for making it. We appreciate it. At 800-259-9231, you know, I understand that people are sensitive in times like this, and if you're that sensitive, you shouldn't be listening to talk radio, because people are going to call in, and they're going to air their feelings. Some of them are going to talk about how horrible it was. Some of them are going to talk about how they want more gun rules. Some of them are going to talk about how more freedom is the answer, and if it's bugging you as a family member or as somebody who was close to one of your loved ones who was slaughtered, then you really, you know, take it easy. Go and read a book or sit in your hammock in the backyard. Don't listen to talk radio.
Right.
But in the meantime, the millions of other people who weren't directly connected want to talk about this.
Right, and some people work out their problems in different fashions. Some people are problem solvers, and that's why they jump immediately into how could we have prevented this? What could we do to fix this? How could we make this better? And that helps them to mourn, to work through it.
Right.
Some people want to talk about the tragedy and how awful it was, the feelings that they had in the process, and you know that's what helps them. Some people they need to be more introspective, and you know, talk radio wouldn't be the right place for those people.
Let's go to the phones and talk to April in Montana, listening on KGEZ.
April's
on
back.
Free Talk Live. Hey, April.
Okay. I have a question. I would like you to explain to me, basically, with the libertarian view, how the educational system would work.
Well, it would work like any other market product. You, as a mother, would decide what the appropriate educational choices would be for your kids, and you'd send them to whatever school, or you'd homeschool, or send them to whatever school you chose as appropriate, and you'd pay for it out of your own pocket. Were you not able to actually pay for it, you could turn to a charitable organization that would be willing to help you out. So it'd be the marketplace providing schools instead of government coercion. Does that make sense?
Now, so basically everything I mean, what I'm hearing over and over again is that basically everything from art to education to the schools to medical, everything, basically all morals now, are determined down basically to a monetary unit. I mean, everything is based on money and the free market, basically.
Well, I don't know what morals you're talking about, but services have price tags every single time. And you
right.
can't avoid that with the with putting the government in place. You can
they
only
pay too much.
Right, the government's going to pay three times as much.
What about a situation where, say, the parents are poor and uneducated, mm-hmm. and you know, they can't afford to send their children to school, or they're just too ignorant to understand that their children need to have schooling, and the kids
are potential
genius.
That's a little unfair. April, I've got to jump in here, because what you've just done is you've decided what's right for those people's kids, and I can't let you do that. Otherwise, I get to decide what's right for your kids, okay?
Okay,
that's not right.
So, okay, and granted, there, trust me, I'm probably the biggest advocate of parental rights that you'll ever meet. But
good,
my
then we're on the same page.
Okay, so, but my question is this. Does that mean then that the child has no rights?
You know, I think that as far as child rights go, it gets a little strange here. But don't you think, as a parent, that you have the right to decide what your child does in their free time, what they, how they get educated to some extent?
What about the people who might decide that they want their child at 10 years old to go work in a factory? What would prevent child labor?
That's been done in America in the past, and did those people turn out horribly? I mean, I would assume
that requires someone to hire that child as
right.
well.
Also, somebody has to hire that child. But I would assume that you consider your child to be your greatest asset, and most people that you know, as a matter of fact, I'd say all the people you know consider their child to be their greatest asset. It doesn't seem likely in my world that that would happen, but I wouldn't want to be the one that would tell a family.
Well, I can tell you right here, as somebody who has a good respect for working at a young age, I would want my kids working at a young age.
I started working at 12.
If you'll hang on, April, we'll bring you back into hour number three. We'll bring you back. Right, hang on. 800-259-9231. More with April in Montana and your calls as well. This is Free Talk Live. Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local station and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.